That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. In on the little community today, we find Abner and Grandpappy Spears talking together near Caleb Weehunt's blacksmith shop. Listen.
Well, wait a minute, Grandpap. Don't hand it to me right here on the street.
Well, why? What's wrong with this? Said you wanted to borrow him a pistol, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but I don't want everybody in the world to know about it. Come on around the other side of the blacksmith shop.
All right. Don't know what you're so worried about, though. You ain't getting it to shoot nobody with. You just want it for self-protection again, Lum, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I don't want Lum to find out. Here, this is good. Hand it to me quick now. Did you load it?
Why, sure. Gun ain't no good unless it's loaded.
Huh? Yeah. Can you tell I got a gun in my pocket now? Does it bulge out very much?
Well, not too much. Of course, I know it's in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Better be careful of that thing, though, Abner.
I will, don't worry. I ain't aiming on using it less than I absolutely have to. What I want it for is mostly at midnight.
Midnight?
Yeah. I figure that's when Lum's planning to do the job. See, that was the name of that book he's studying, Murder at Midnight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's still hard for me to believe that Lum would ever do a thing like that, Grandpap. Good friends like me and him has always been these years.
Yeah.
Just can't believe it.
It is hard to believe, all right. Lum's always been so upstanding in all of his dealings.
Yeah.
Well thought of in the community. Just ain't like him.
Yeah, Ruckin' Horse come over him anyway.
Oh, it's the old story, that green-eyed monster. Money.
I just can't believe it.
You know how Lum's always had them big ideas, always wanting to be rich and famous and all that.
Yeah, that's always been one of his main troubles, all right.
Now hits his downfall, plotting again his own partner just for a paltry little $5,000.
Oh, me.
Maybe you ought to get one of them bulletproof vests, Abner.
Oh, I don't think I'll need that.
Wish Caleb would quit pounding on that thing in there.
Sounds like Cedric.
Yeah, playing.
The only time I'm worrying
too
much about Lum, old Grandpap, I just worry to death at midnight, that's the thing. See, I'm going to sleep with this pillar under my, this pistol under my pillar, and oh, I'm so nervous I can't even talk. I believe I'll set the alarm for about 5 minutes to 12 so that I can be on my guard.
Well, you may be right, but if I was you, I'd be on guard all day long. I mean, you take a spavin-legged, money-mad varmint like him, there just ain't no telling what he's liable to do.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Grandpap. I still hope that we're wrong about this whole thing. Maybe Lum just happened to be reading that book.
Is Lum in the habit of reading books during store hours?
Well, no.
Is he in the habit of reading books at all?
No.
And all right.
I wish you'd stop saying things like that, Grandpa.
I'm just pointing out true facts, ain't I?
Yeah, that's the trouble. They're too dead blame true. I still hope we're mistook about this, though.
Yeah, I do too, natural. I'd hate to lose a good friend like you. I mean, whether this is true or not, it's best for a feller to be on guard and protect himself.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. Well, I better be getting back to store. I'll see you later.
Yeah. I hope. Good luck, Abner, old friend. Convinced I was mistaken about the whole thing, Squire.
Well, I was sure that would be the conclusion you'd come to sooner or later, Lum.
Yeah, Abner's still acting kind of peculiar, but I think that's just on account of some trouble in the home he's having or something like that.
More than likely, yeah.
What I did was let my imagination run clean away with me.
Yes, well, I could tell that quite easily, Lum.
You know that little book you give me to read, that Murder at Midnight?
Yes.
That sort of helped me straighten things out.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it did, Lum. There's nothing like a good mystery story to relax your mind.
Well, yeah, but besides that, it was easy to see that the fella that done the murdering weren't nothing at all like Abner. That fella was smart. And a lot taller, too.
Yeah, well, it's like I said yesterday. Abner doesn't have the type of mind capable of even contemplating murder.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Ain't smart enough.
Well, I mean, he has too sweet and kind of nature for anything like that, Lum.
Well, yeah, there's that, too. And, Dennis, you don't know how much better I feel now that I got that ridiculous idea out of my head.
Yes, well, suspicion is a terrible thing, Lum. It can turn a gentleman's person into a raging beast.
You know, I've even got to where I was stationing and Abner was toting a gun. I don't know what all. Imagine Abner toting a gun.
Yes.
Trying to kill me and collect that insurance.
You're the most harmless man I've ever known, I guess. Well, I've got to be getting back to place, Lum.
Oh, don't rush off, Squire.
No, I've got a man coming in to look over some real estate. You've got work to do, too. I believe that's your ring.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you later, Lum.
Yeah, all right, Squire. Drop in any time.
Yeah, so long.
So long. Hello? Jot 'em down, store. Lum Edwards talking. Oh, how are you, Miss Barton? Yeah, we had our big reopening yesterday. Too bad you never got downtown. Quite a sight. Yes, Mom. Cigars to the men folks and pin cushions for the ladies. Well, I tell you what I'll do, Miss Barton. As long as you was aiming on getting here for the reopening, I'll send the pin cushion out with your order. Oh, not at all, not at all. Well, what was you wanted now? Well, to tell you the truth, our apples ain't very fresh. They sort of dried up. Ah. Coal oil, yeah, it's all right. Well, I tell you, we've got some dress goods, but they ain't unpacked yet. Just come in this morning. Yes, Mom, we ought to have them out on the shelves by tomorrow. Why don't you drop in and look them over? Well, what else now? Sack of flour. All right, fine. Just a minute. Come in. Oh, it's just Abner. Yeah, this afternoon. No, I won't forget the pin cushion. All right, Miss Barton. Goodbye. Well, morning, Abner, old boy. Good to see you.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm late, Mom.
Oh, that's all right. It don't matter at all. What's a few minutes one way or another? Just glad you're here. Glad you're alive.
Huh?
Here, let me take your coat and hat. I'll hang them up.
No, thanks. I'll keep my coat on.
Well, give me your hat, then.
Yeah, you can have that. Here.
You've wore this hat a long time, haven't you, Abner?
Yeah, I reckon so. Ain't got a hole in it, though.
Almost too long. But I'll soon fix that. Well, I will. You just wait and see. Yeah, I've got several things planned for you.
You have, huh?
Yeah. You more likely wonder what I'm talking about this way, but, well, it's hard to explain.
Well, I'd think it would be.
That is this. Somehow I got to thinking about you and about you and them insurance policies we've taken out.
Uh-oh.
And I'm sort of ashamed of what I was thinking.
Shame, huh?
Yeah, so that's why I feel like I ought to do something nice for you to sort of make it up to you.
You think that'll square things up, huh?
Well, no, of course not. I ought to be practical, tarred and feathered for what I think about you. You being my best friend and all.
Tarred and feathered? I thought you got the Lecatrix chairs for something like that.
Well, I ought to, I'll admit.
Well, that's nice you admit it.
Well, Abner, about all I can say now is that I'm sorry for what I thought.
Huh.
I know you don't know what it is, and I ain't going to tell you. That's ashamed of it. But even though you don't know what it is, I still feel I owe you an apology. That's what I'm doing now, apologizing.
Well, I reckon it's about the only time you could apologize to me. Couldn't very well do it afterwards.
What do you mean, afterwards?
Oh, nothing.
Well, I feel a lot better now that I've told you all this, Abner.
Yeah, please you're honest about it. I'll say that for you, Lon.
Well, that's the only way to be. Oh, by the way, Abner, I think we'd better work tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, see that big shipment of merchandise come in from the wholesale house this morning, and the way business has been going since we reopened, we won't have time to uncrate the stuff and stack it during the daytime.
Oh, there it comes.
So I wondered if you'd mind working tonight.
You mean till, say, about 12 o'clock tonight?
Well, I don't know. However long it takes to get it done, it might get to be midnight.
What I figured.
How about it? Will you stay tonight?
No, sir. I wouldn't stay here. Just recollected something I borrowed. Yeah, I'll stay. I'll tell you one thing, though. I'm going to be out of here before midnight. Fact is, I'm going back in the feed room and start uncrating that stuff. Right?
Well, wait a minute, Abner. Wait a minute.
Don't
I want to talk to
me.
You.
I
want to
get this in.
Well, howdy, characters. What's boiling? What's cooking?
We ain't cooking nothing, Cedric.
Oh, that's just modern talk. Everybody says what's cooking. Don't mean nothing, I think. Where's Mr. Abner? I thought he was in here.
He is. He's back in the feed room, but he's busy right now.
Well, maybe you can answer my question. What's Mr. Abner want with that, anyway? Want with what? Well, I seen him around at the side of the blacksmith shop when Grandpap handed it to him.
Handed what to him?
Well, I'd have rushed out right then and asked Mr. Abner what he wanted it for, but I couldn't because I was helping Papa with some blacksmith work. I figured if Mr. Abner was going hunting, he'd take a bigger gun.
What are you talking about, Cedric?
Oh, that little pistol that Mr. Abner got from Mr. Grandpap.
Pistol? You mean Abner's toting firearms?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, my goodness. Just a minute, Cedric. Hey, Abner! Abner!
Yeah, what is it, Mom? What do you want?
You know what I said about working tonight?
Yeah.
Just stand right where you are. Well, huh? Just forget it. It's all off. I just happen to think I've got some reading to do at home. I'll see you in the morning.
Good night.
Grim suspicions about his little partner. You know, I was afraid something like this would happen along about now. Well, join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Folks, every single day throughout the winter, there are 1.5 million persons unable to go to work or go to school because of cold. Yes, you will be lucky if you escape a cold this winter. So remember this, do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold. And when you start catching cold, just call on Alka-Seltzer. It can help give comfortable relief for that headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. And you like Alka-Seltzer's ABC cold comfort treatment, too. You see, A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B, be careful. Get plenty of rest, eat wisely, dress warmly, and stay out of draft. C, comfort the raw, raspy throat which often accompanies a cold by gargling with Alka-Seltzer. It's so soothing and effective. You know, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. It's compounded by the Miles Laboratories from a secret scientific process. So get a large package from your druggist, then follow the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment.